Final scores, City of Derry 27, Lisburn 20. So Derry have come away from the game with 4 points for the victory and an extra point for scoring 4 tries. Lisburn at least have got a losing bonus point for all their troubles down here. Excellent game of rugby now in the second half. I have to say that the visitors certainly put it up to Derry, and at one stage it was nearly a 1-try game. Derry started very, very strongly, and after 10 minutes, they'd already got 14 points on the board without any reply. Firstly, whenever Jack Beattie, their centre, made a very good break through the middle and fed second old Gary McKinley, he went over. And then on 10 minutes, a beautiful break by the out half, Alec McDonald, and he went up the middle and fed then Isaiah Morrison, the wing forward. He converted both those tries. So after 10 or 11 minutes, Derry were 14-0 up. But to be fair to Lisburn, that didn't seem to bother them, and they came back strongly. And 5 minutes later, they had their first score when their wing forward, Ben Topping, bounced his way in at the post. Out half, Richard McGregor converting, and that made it 14 points to 7. Then on 23 minutes, Derry attacked down the right, and a break by David Graham. He linked with winger Chris McCann, and he went, making it 19-7, and that was approaching half-time. But then Lisburn come back again just before half-time, and their number 8, Max Gibson, he got over after some picking and driving. McGregor converted, so that was 19-14. So from a very good position of 14-0, Derry found themselves 19-14 at the break. There was no scoring really then in the third quarter. It was about 61 or 62 minutes then, whenever Lisburn were given a penalty near the halfway line, and the right half, McGregor, had a monstrous kick to bring it back to 19-17. So the pressure was on Derry at this stage, only 2 points in it. That was the case for another 5 or 6 minutes, but Derry's fourth try came when they had a very good move to the right, and Graham was able to race through and make it 24-17. The scoring didn't end there, because Lisburn again come back. They had an opportunity at once, and their winger sort of knocked on near the line, but McGregor then had another big kick to make it 24-20. But the game then finished whenever Derry forced a penalty near the halfway line, and McDonald with a superb long-distance kick, he goaled that, making the final score 27-20. So in the last 5 games, having lost the first 3 league matches, in the last 5 league games, Derry have now won 4 of the games and drawn 1. And certainly there's a 2-week break now, give the coaches a chance to get regroup again, but they've come back very strongly from that very, very poor start. There's still a long way to go in this league, of course. Being promotion, I don't think is even something they'll think about. I think it's to get this team, young team, blended, and maybe next year a lot more experience needed, because there's still a lot of very hard games still to come in this season. But a very enjoyable game for rugby to watch, and certainly Lisburn contributed a lot to making it what it was. Final score in Championship 2 here at Judges Road, City of Derry 27, Lisburn 20.